In Sudbury.com, S. ongoing efforts to ensure you have all the information you need to make informed voting decisions in the October 24 municipal election, we have reached out to candidates for ward councillor and each of them to provide responses to a short questionnaire. Besides a photograph, we requested a response from each candidate, limited to 200 words each, under each of the following three categories. Tell me a bit about yourself. Why are you seeking election? What are your key platform points? In the interest of fairness, candidates' responses have been provided in full, with only minor corrections made for clarity and grammar. In the event a candidate went over the 200-word limit per category, their response was cut off to the end of the nearest sentence. In cases where candidates did not separate their response by the three topics, they were cut off at the 600-word mark to the nearest sentence. The photographs provided have been included in this coverage, cropped to adhere to Sudbury.com's sizing requirements. Candidates were sent the inquiry on October 4, at which time a deadline of October 9 was announced. A follow-up email to those candidates who did not respond was issued on October 11 with a noon deadline the following day. The following is what came in for Ward 1. It's a three-way race in Ward 1, with Jordan Darrow and Mark Facendi challenging incumbent Mark Signoretti. Ward 1 includes a western portion of Sudbury. It carries a population of approximately 13,635 and an area of 13.3 square kilometers. To find out whether you live in Ward 1, click here. Jordan Darrow, no response. Mark Facendi, tell voters a bit about yourself. I'm Mark Facendi, running to be your Ward 1 City of Greater Sudbury Councillor. I have been employed at Vail for 22 years. I am a union activist and sit on the Joint Health and Safety Team and the Mental Health Awareness Team. Ward 1 and Sudbury have always been home. Growing up, my father, Ted Facendi, instilled in me a love for community and emphasized taking pride in where you come from. Why are you seeking election? Ward 1 is my stomping ground. I know every nook and cranny of these streets. I have a very good pulse of what is going on in our community, as far as the important issues, which is why I decided to run for council. I want to be the voice of our community. I am not afraid to speak my mind or ask the tough questions that are needed at the council table. I firmly believe that everyone deserves a voice and that it is crucial to lift the voices that have not been heard. I am here to acknowledge and listen to your concerns, not dodge them. What are your key platform points? I have spent a lot of time reflecting on the conversations I've had with constituents. From those conversations, my key platform points are transparency and accountability, growth and development, safer roads and neighborhoods, and affordable housing. Mark Signoretti, tell voters a bit about yourself. I was born, raised, and have lived in Greater Sudbury for over 40 years. I studied at Cambrian College and Laurentian University. My wife and I have raised our family here in Sudbury as well. In my professional life, I own a small business that works in the finance industry. I have over 20 years of experience in financing. I also serve the community through other organizations such as Greater Sudbury Public Library Board, Club Montessori of Sudbury, and Greater Sudbury Hydro. Why are you seeking election? I have been privileged to represent the constituents of Ward 1 on the previous council. Over the past few years, we have achieved community projects like the Delke Dazi Splash Pad, new tot lots, and we have successfully financed the Robinson Outdoor Rink. Ward 1 means a lot to me. I want to keep working on initiatives that help Ward 1. I also think the city of Greater Sudbury faces challenges with the budget, infrastructure, and economic development. I believe that my experience as a small business owner in the finance sector means I have a unique skill set that can directly address those challenges. What are your key platform points? Above all else, the efficient and responsible spending of taxpayer resources. I also strongly support sensible urban development, road maintenance and upgrades, healthy community investments, and transparent and open government. Election day is October 24, which will be preceded by 2 weeks of online voting and advance paper ballot opportunities. For a rundown of voting locations, click here.